Welcome to Immersion into Source. You are about to experience a dose of healing, vibration-raising energy, channeled directly from guides and high beings of light dedicated to assisting you. Your only task is to allow the energy to flow to and through you. After the healing portion, stay on as your hosts Karin Smoot, Lisa Victorson, and Wendy Weber explore the topic of the day.
What are we? Our topic of the day, huh? Do we have a topic of the day?
Yeah, we have a topic: communicating with guides.
We have a topic of the day every day.
Yeah. Hello, everybody.
Yeah.
What a beautiful Wednesday. Day it was today.
Yeah, it was not so hot like it had been the few days before. So, anyway, so were you babysitting today, Miss Bundy?
I'm sorry, you cut out a little bit. I didn't understand.
Why am I cutting out? That's not good.
Know.
Let me unplug and plug in again. Hold on.
All right.
Hopefully that's better. Sometimes it's just not in all the way.
Yeah.
Okay, so hello, right. Everyone.
Hello.
I'm Karin.
I'm Wendy.
She's Wendy. Our show is called Immersion into Source, which is basically because... Well, we couldn't come up with a better name. And because essentially that's what we're doing. We're swimming in a sea of source. We get some healing energy and then we ask for answers to questions on whatever the topic of the day is. And again, today's topic is communicating or connecting with guides. I don't remember which.
It's communicating.
Communicating.
Right.
So whatever that means to you, or whatever you'd like to know about it. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, if they have any questions about the healing or about the topic, communicating with guides, they can connect with me on Facebook, and I'd be happy to ask those questions of Source.
Okay.
When we get to that portion of the show.
And how are they going to find you on Facebook, Miss Mundy?
They are going to find me on Facebook by going to Immersion with Source. If you're not already friends with us there, I'll have to approve you, but I will do that immediately upon getting the message that somebody has requested it.
Yep.
I've got it open. I'm looking at it right now.
Immersion into Source on Facebook.
You're right.
That's us. So we love hearing from everybody. We love knowing that you're out there, that we're not just talking into dead space.
Every time we talk about that, I get that song. I get a song in my head.
Yeah.
But it's just it's not even a real song.
Yeah. Well, if we were if we were professional radio personalities that are accustomed to all that, we probably would, or at least speaking for myself, I wouldn't feel strange. But it still feels strange to be just talking to nobody.
Yeah. I know.
Doesn't it? I mean, I know that I'm talking to you, but I can't see you. And, but theoretically, we're talking to all the people out there. Anyway, so communicating with guys. So for me, did you see my post? I had a speaking of guides yesterday. I was having a bad day and frustrated and just, you know, one of those days where you're just feeling like everything's hanging on your shoulders and I got this problem and I got that problem and how am I going to get out of this mess and what about that? And I happened to be at Farm and Fleet and I needed to go to the bathroom. And so I go into the stall, close the door, hang up my purse, and there right on the door says, "Stay strong." And it was so clear that that was put there for me. So those guides of mine, I mean, I'm like, okay, all right, I hear you. You know, it was so obvious that that message was for me and for anybody else that needed it as well. But communicating.
Yeah, that was a little synchronicity going on for you. I just loved when I saw that post. I was like, that is just perfect.
It is. So communicating with guides it's a two-way street. You know, I mean, you're asking of them, but then you have to be willing to get the answer how it's going to come, you know, And I know sometimes people will say, well, I don't see anything. And I'm like, but you don't, we don't get to decide if it's going to be through sight or if it's going to be through voice or sensation, you know? So being open to all senses and knowings and ways of communicating is a piece of it right there.
Right.
So, yeah. And how we talk to them, there's so many ways to talk to them. And they listen to us. Okay, so it's 7:08. So if you're wondering why we're just sitting here taking up space, taking up airtime, it's because we're waiting for the first quarter hour commercial break, after which we will do the healing portion. We don't want to do it before because we don't want to get cut off.
Right.
And during the healing portion, it'll be silent because I can't talk and chew bubblegum at the same time. So, and Wendy's busy receiving, so nobody's talking. We are allowing the healing energy to come flow through. It comes through me and goes out to everybody. And anybody out there listening gets to enjoy it, receive it, allow it. And so we want you to be comfortable. We want you to be hopefully in a place where you won't be disturbed. And
sitting down or lying down doesn't make a difference, but closing your eyes makes a huge difference.
Yeah.
Keeping the experience internal. Because I know there's a couple times where I've had my eyes open and I miss it. I feel like I've missed things because the second I close my eyes, it's like, oh, there it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it does make a difference. I really, it's interesting. I guess it's because, again, we're talking about metaphysical, and if you're looking at physical things, then you're kind of tuned into that. And our eyes are such a huge part of our awareness, aren't they?
Right.
I mean, I pay attention to things that I see with my eyes much more quickly than to a scent, for sure. And noise, depending on what if it's like a sudden loud noise, I'm going to jump and it doesn't matter what I'm looking at. But, you know, just like regular sound, I think I pay attention to what I see more than what I hear.
Well, and some people are the opposite.
Yeah.
You know, because they're just very much more audio.
Right.
You know, I think that relates too to how we learn.
Yeah. Yeah. We all learn in different ways.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, like for me, if somebody reads something to me, I have to like have the book in my hand and be reading it with my eyes for me to understand it. Yeah. And other people, they hear it better.
Right.
So anyway, so for those of you that hear better, sorry, there's anything. Although if we ever figure out how to get music on there, I'd like to have some soft music playing in the background. That wouldn't be too bad.
That would be really
so
nice.
Anyway, so communicating with guides, Wendy, anything you want to say on it before we get our break?
kind of caught me off guard there a little bit. No, you know, I think that this is just something that I have been ongoing with learning because it's something that I have strived for. I want a conscious connection. I know I get messages and I know that, you know, my guides do things for me. They talk to me a lot in songs. You know, mm-hmm. and that's one thing that I've realized, but I've just always felt that I want a more conscious connection. I don't want to look back and go, oh yeah, look at how cool that was. I want to know how it's happening in the moment. So I'm kind of interested to see what comes out tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It should be fun. As always, we never know what's going to happen.
I know. And you know what? I always learn something, even with things, you know, that I feel like I know, oh, I know this. And then I'm like, oh, I guess I didn't. Yeah. And that's okay. Yeah. I think it's beautiful.
Yeah. And it is so beautiful that they're here they are. Surely there are better things that they have to do. More exciting things to do. You know, the universe is infinite. They could be off in some, you know, I don't know. I can't even imagine where they could be, but with an infinite universe, they could be anywhere.
Right.
Doing whatever they want to do. And here they are hanging out with us, sending healing energy for us, responding to our questions, being loving and guiding towards us. It's just so humbling and amazing and overwhelming, really, when you think about it. I mean, like you as a person, like me as a person, would I like dedicate my time to helping somebody all the time? Well, I mean, I do.
Well, I guess gonna say, yes, you do.
Yeah, I guess I do help people.
Yeah.
But, hello, duh. But I what am I trying to say? It feels like...
But that's part of their eternal job. And, you know, so that makes it seem bigger than what I think in your mind. It must feel bigger than what you're doing in this lifetime. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like they're doing that for eternity.
Possibly. Not necessarily.
Oh.
You know, but they happen to be hanging out with us. It's like when we have the retreats or something and these beings will show up from some who knows where. And because I don't bother asking about planets and constellations and all this stuff because I don't know what that means anyway. I mean, they could say I'm from such and such a galaxy. And I'd be like, okay, whatever that means. but that they show up with us and want healing from us. I'm like, wow, that just is mind blowing to me.
Here comes our beautiful music.
Our beautiful music.
Yeah.
So
stay with us. Don't go away.
Yeah. Please don't. We love you. We want to hear from you, so get on Facebook.
Got some good questions there already.
Awesome.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Dr. Kevin here, and I want to invite you every Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, to join me on the Dr. Kevin Show, where we have a diversity of guests who help you step outside the box, behind the curtain, and see what a load of crap is going on in the world today, so you have more information with which to make better decisions. We'll see you there. Namaste.
What if business could be fun? What if business is the adventure of living? What are you choosing? Where do you do business that makes it easier, more fun, or more joyful for you? We'd love to see where you do business. Connect with us on Instagram at Joy of Business or Twitter at Joy of Business and share your pictures with hashtags Business Done Where and Joy of Business. Let's change the world with business. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
If you've ever said, I do want it all. I do want happiness. I do want love. And I do desire the happily ever after fairy tale life, then this show is for you. Join me, Dame Nicole Brandon, for my internationally acclaimed show, Bridal Talk Radio, every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, where I'll bring you the top experts in the fields of communication, money, relationships, finance, pleasure, play, travel, sexuality, parenting, real estate, adventure, comfort, care, passion, and love.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
We're back.
There we are. We're back. Okay, everybody. This is the work part. This is the part where you set your intention that you know and accept that guides, that source, God, whoever you want to, whatever words you want to use, that is out there, that there's healing vibrational energy out there going to be flowing to you. And so your job is to allow it to happen. This isn't a passive thing. You don't just lay there like a, you know, like a lump on a log. You prepare yourself. You relax, set your intention, and allow. You breathe slowly and deeply. You talk to your own personal guides and say, hey, let's do this. I want to receive this. And then you detach from any expectation of how you think it's going to be. Okay? So you're going to shut off your mind. You're not thinking about anything. I know thoughts are going to wander through, but just notice them and go, okay, see you later. Allow. And my job is to get connected, same as you, relax and allow, and let it flow through. So I'm working too. We're all working and allowing. It's not sweaty work. It's not hard work, but it's still work. Okay? So as I said before, it'll be silent. So we're not gone. We didn't forget about you, but we're doing some work. So get comfy, and we'll be back in a little bit, and then we'll get to our Q&A with Source portion, which has to do with tonight's topic again, is communicating with guides. All right, so get comfy, and here we go.
lying down for that one. On my nice hard floor.
Nice.
I'm going to have to bring a bed into my office.
Yeah. Or a mat.
Yeah, especially when, well, for now it's warm enough, but you mentioned the winter. Ooh. Okay, so would you, anything exciting happen for you today, Miss Wendy?
No, not really. I mean, it's of course very loving, and but I, you know what, I just, like I was telling you before we started, is I didn't really sleep last night, so I just, you know, it was almost like, like the after effects of a massage in a way, you know, it was just like, there was just all this warm, loving sensation, but then it was just like everything relaxed, and it was just so like, put your head back, and, you know, it was just like being in a cocoon. You know, and that was good enough.
Well, you know, that's beautiful. I mean, we need those moments.
I know.
You know, those moments of love, and, you know, in vitro, you know, we're in this beautiful, warm, watery womb.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
Radio Namaste leads you down the yellow brick road into portals of consciousness with the Blue Collar Goddess as your host. Interviews with humans who could be famous or just popular, and answers to everything are on the agenda. Tune into Om Times Radio and drop in on Thursdays at 3 Eastern. It's a different brand of enlightenment.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network. Join Elliot Jolish, the business therapist, each Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern for the Elliot Jolish Hour, as he interviews business experts on your behalf. And you're invited to email your business questions to questions@ecjgroup.com for answers, live, on air, every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on the Elliot Jolish Hour. Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids.
Hello, hello, yeah. We're back. I hope you all had a lovely experience during that healing.
Yeah. I was just thinking about the conscious life on steroids, conscious something, and I'm thinking, I don't know if I could handle that. You know, getting wonky and having all these unique kind of, you know, experiences, I think at the speed I'm at is good. You know, on steroids, I don't want to be jumping out of my skin.
Right.
Although I've had to jump out of my skin many a times. Oh, goodness. Anyway. Okay.
You're ready for some questions?
I am. And anybody comments or questions, anything that you want to share with us about your experience or, you know, or even, and this is important, if I respond to a question, remember, I'm translating in my little human peanut brain from beings who are very patient with me and very loving with me, but I don't always get it right away. And so how I'm expressing what I'm feeling, I know it. It's just hard to put it into words. If you don't understand, if I wasn't clear, please just post and Wendy will ask me to clarify it for you. So don't hold, you know, don't feel like you're going to offend me or anything, because I get it. I get it. It's hard sometimes to understand these things. So, okay, go.
All right. Okay. This month alone, repeating numbers have played a big role in my journey. 111, 111, 10-10, 12-12, 7-7. Prior months were 2-2-2, 3-3-3, 4-4-4. Once I had 9-9-9. Beside what we already know about these numbers, what these numbers mean, are there any other information they would like to share about repeating numbers we don't currently know about?
Right away they showed, so this is, again, this is going to be a little tough to explain. So image yourself, you're standing in open space, open space. You're all empty space all around you, as far as you can see. And in that space are all these numbers floating in your space. Different sequences, repetitions, different colors. The numbers are different colors. They all mean various things. They're all, so, okay, so you've pictured that in empty space. That's you in empty space with all these numbers. Now overlay that into your environment. So what the point is that all those numbers are always all there, because they convey something. Numbers have meanings, same like letters have more than one meaning. Words have multiple meanings. When you start putting letters, that letters have a meaning. It's not just a member of the alphabet. It's not just representative of a sound. It actually has a meaning. And then when you combine two letters together, it has even more complicated and complex meaning. Then you add more and more. Well, numbers, it's the same. So it's like you're noticing something that's always been there. It's part of our existence. They are there. And if you're seeing one that you're like in tune with more, you might see it more often, but all those numbers are always there all around us all the time, which I did not know.
Wow. Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's something we didn't know.
I didn't realize. I mean, it makes sense now that I think about it. I'm like, well, duh. But I just never really thought about it before. Yeah. So thank you so much for the question.
Yeah, that was good. All right. She had another question too, but I think we'll save that one towards the end. All right. So how does one know who is communicating with us? Guide, pass on relative, et cetera. I'm just going to read the whole thing because it's kind of multi-layered. And what is a guide? What is the difference between a guide and someone else communicating with us? Is anyone who helps us on this journey, non-physical, considered a guide?
Yeah, you could use small g and capital G guides if you want to use that verbiage. You know, we get hung up in labels. You know, don't worry about the labels so much. Okay, so distinguishing. You know, we've had this question before, and they're reminding me that we had this question before. I didn't remember that till they just said it. But the answer is the same. Yeah. They're saying so. You know, how you connect with the answer, how vibrationally advanced it is, how it makes you feel. In regards to if it's somebody that you want to pay attention to and listen to and someone that you don't, okay, because sometimes you don't want to listen to them. But if it's a family member, for example, some other guide could very easily use the family number to send the message through to you because you're going to hear it better through that other being. Or perhaps you are not at a vibrational level to receive that higher energy. So if they kind of filter it through a family member or a quote lower guide, and lower doesn't mean worse, you know, higher doesn't mean better, just a lower vibration that's more earthly, then it might still be a higher message, but coming through a different messenger. So it's not so much, the importance is not so much in distinguishing, is the message coming through a human family member or an angel or a capital G guide. The concern that we need to be looking for distinction in where we want to be discerning is in how the message feels. Now, that doesn't mean that the message is going to feel good if it feels that means it's a positive, powerful message, because sometimes a truth kind of hits you hard in your stomach.
Right.
But you still know it's a truth, even though you're going, right? Obviously you know what I'm talking about. So, but there's a difference between that kind of thud of, and a message that just is kind of like, it just feels, it doesn't feel powerful. It doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel like it's in the light. It just is going to have a different, it's going to be kind of like tobacco stained, you know, it's going to be kind of smoky, kind of darker. It feels heavier. It just doesn't have quite that nice light to it. Does that help?
I understand it, but if anybody, you know, if you have, let me know if that answers your question or not, okay?
Yes, please.
Yeah. Okay, and along that line, there's another question from a listener, but along that line, I was just wondering if we could be given some of the different ways that our guides do communicate with us, because I know I said earlier that, you know, I listen to music all the time, and I listen, you know, and I know I get messages from songs.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just wondering if we could comment on some of the other ways that they talk with us that we might be missing. You know, we were saying about that sometimes you're looking for an answer, but that's not how it comes.
Mm-hmm. And yes, there are so many ways. And yes, music is a really, I get that a lot. I hold on. They're saying they use music a lot. They like to use sound because of the vibration, and has the added bonus of having words in it. So that is pretty convenient. Hold on. Okay.
Is that it?
No. So there are so many ways. Okay, so it could be the phone ringing at the right time. It could be the person at the other end at the right time. It could be you trip and fall at the right time. It could be you see something in the clouds. It could be a fallen leaf. It could be you open a book. And this is such a powerful tool. If open a book, you know, something that, you know, any book, but I've done it even like with a regular magazine. You just open it up and poof, yeah. The page that it lands on is the answer that you need. So there are so many ways. The way a plant lies. I've seen like branches. I'll be walking in the woods and I'll have a question and all of a sudden I'll look ahead and there'll be like branches laid on the path and it'll have the answer the way the branches are laying there. You know, there are so many different ways. It's really, go ahead.
So I was just going to say, so what I'm hearing is that there's an infinite number of ways. And when you have a question, the best thing to do is just be open-minded and don't expect anything ever.
Yes.
And just keep your mind open to whatever shows up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the more that you're open to it, the more that you'll recognize it, the more that you'll see it and appreciate it and say thank you. And the more that you say thank you and give gratitude, the more that it'll come. The more you see, I have a meme I made. The more you look, the more you see, the more you, I made that saying up and I forgot it already. The more you look, the more you see. Anyway, the point is, I mean, it's true. The more you look, the more you are open, the more you let it show up, the more it'll, I'm seeing something in a tree right now. Hold on. I'm sorry, got me distracted. Okay. I looked up, I'm like, hello.
Oh, okay. What was that? Talking about branches.
Yeah.
Well, we just have a couple minutes here, so I wanted to say then, Shannon said that your question was answered, that you answered her question about the difference between a guide and somebody else.
Okay.
And we have a comment here now about the experience during the healing, and that is, My experience during the healing was a tingling sensation on my lips down to my heart center.
Oh.
And then a buzzy sensation on her hands. Left hand felt a faint heartbeat feel, then some twitching in the fingers.
Cool.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. Allowing all these things to awaken, and each time it'll grow, and each time it'll expand and continue. It's awesome.
Yes.
And you can tap in, even go into the YouTube, the recorded sessions on YouTube. You can get it there, and you can just fast forward to the healing part and you know, take advantage of that. You don't have to listen to the whole show all over again.
Right.
Yeah. So,
You might hear something new you didn't hear the first time.
Yeah, well, that's true, too. I'm just thinking if you don't have time,
right.
You know, like me, I'm always in a freaking hurry. I'm like, give me my healing and give it to me now. I don't have time to read the book and do all this stuff. Of course, they'll be nice to me sometimes. Then other times they're like, oh, no, girly. You are going to work for it. I know.
Yep.
I know.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on OM Times Radio.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on OM Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
Simone Millicis would like you to know that business can be fun, which is why she wrote the book, Joy of Business. What if you could have the joy of business rather than the stress and struggle? Most of the time, the only thing stopping you from a thriving business is you. In the Joy of Business book, Simone gives you access consciousness tools and pragmatic ways to get out of your own way and to create the business, life, and living you know is possible and beyond what this reality says is achievable. Business is joy. It's creation. It's generative. It can be the adventure of living. You can purchase your copy of the book through Amazon or Joy of Business website, www.accessjoyofbusiness.com. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Welcome to the gathering around my kitchen table on Equilarium FM, Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join my guests as we integrate spirituality into everyday reality with vibrant conversations, inspired interviews, and my latest channeled guidance to inspire and brighten your day. I'm Claire Johnson, and together we'll be raising vibrations across the nations.
The cutting edge of conscious radio. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Da, da, da. We're back. Da, da, welcome da. Back.
Yeah. Okay. We're coming into the home stretch here. So this is our last quarter. And during that commercial break, they reminded me, they're like, hey, we told you this before, to tell them, when you go for a walk or you sit on your couch, or let's not do a driving in your car. Let's not do that. But when you're on your own, be open and pay attention to your guides and just sit with them. Get to know them. Be like, hey, okay, I'm sitting here. You're sitting here. And be aware. Be aware. Develop a relationship. You have a relationship, obviously. But it's been kind of one-sided for most of our lives. Well, except when we're kids, that's a whole other thing. But, you know, for a lot of us, it's been kind of a one-sided thing. It's been our guides, you know, working with us and us just obliviously stumbling through our lives. But when you start saying, okay, I want to be aware of you. I want to connect with you. I want to hear from you. I want to talk to you. I want to love you. Then the dialogue starts happening. The channel is opened and things will happen. So paying attention and being aware, that's a huge step right there. And one of my guides, I just want to share, we used to walk for hours all over my neighborhood. We just walk and walk and walk and walk. And I would ask questions and he would respond. And it would be, I would talk about silly things, you know, and I'd be asking all kinds of questions because I just have a gazillion questions all the time. And, but I, one thing was so kind of weird about the process, or took a little getting used to, is that he's so tall. I'm pretty tall. I mean, for a woman, and not tall, tall, but I mean, I barely made it to his knee, you know? So it was a little weird. Like, I'm like, okay, just walking with somebody's knee, you know, their lower leg next to me. I'm like, okay, this is a little, you know, we're not used to that.
But, right.
So just be open that it might feel a little weird.
So, there's another question by a reader, but one of the ones that I had written down is, you know, what about for the people that, you know, do that, they intend it, they say it, but it doesn't always happen.
No, it doesn't always happen. It's not going to always happen. It's never going to always happen. Those are okay. Both. Okay. You're never supposed to say never, and you're never supposed to say always, but, but you know, I truly believe that sometimes things happen at a level that we're just not consciously aware of. And we are getting answers. We just don't hear it because maybe it's not the right time for it. Other times we're maybe not in the right place, or our vibration is slow and dull and we're just not really ready. Or they're going, you know what, I'd like to answer you right now, but we cannot tell you the answer to that question at this moment. There are so many variables. And I use this example. I know I've used this example on this platform before, but I'll have a prayer. Maybe I have a favorite prayer and I can read it one time and just be moved to tears where I can't even continue. My heart is so open. And I am in such a state of grace and it's so powerful. And then the next time I go to read that same prayer and nothing happens. You know, so yeah. It just, you know, sometimes just all the factors are right and it's supposed to be that way. So I do somewhat get disappointed with myself, but then I also go, you know what, it just, this isn't the moment. So
okay.
I think we have to accept that it is what it is. And again, we are living in a physical world and we have to kind of balance that with our metaphysical explorations.
Yeah, I like that. That's good. And don't be so hard on yourself. Just be a little bit more loving.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Then all right. Go find a cave somewhere and live there for 5 years. we'll bring you lunch once in a while.
All right. Oh, good. I hope it's something yummy. all right. Here's another question. Angels are able to manifest themselves on Earth. Mm-hmm. Do spirit guides do that as well?
Yes, but they really don't need to.
But they don't need to?
They don't need to. Hold on. This is another one of those complex answers. Seems like such a simple, straightforward question sometimes, right? And then we get this, they're like, oh, there's all these levels and rules and hold on. They're saying we're walking down the street a lot. We're like interacting and intermingling with people all the time, but generally they're not in physical form. They are amongst us, but it's not necessary for them to be in physical form. They're powerful. They have such good energy that it's really, there's no need for them to be in physical form. I mean, it's not that it doesn't happen. It's just not, for the most part, it's not necessary.
How often do our guides stay with us our whole life?
How often?
I mean, yeah, like
some. Okay, so there are different guides. We've, you know, some a guy. Hold on. There's like your overseer guide, and your team guides. So your overseer is kind of like your caseworker. I'm probably in the what's the word, remedial department. Oh gosh, give that case to her. Anyway, so just think of it like you have a caseworker, and then you like that oversees everything, and then you have different guides that are with you for different situations. So you're always, you, all of us are going to have somebody who's like aware of our whole whole existence, or just this earthly one. Hold on. Well, you have your earthly caseworker, and they interact with your caseworkers from your other experiences. And then there's somebody, then there's a level above that that kind of oversees all of that.
That's cool. Because I know that sometimes guides come in and out, but I always kind of thought that there'd be, you know, kind of along the lines of the guardian angel, where there'd be one that was always there. Mm-hmm. There was one other request/question on here. Let's see. I wrote it down in case the comments. Oh, no, I didn't write that one down. Let me find it. But it was about a meditation. If they have something for us, would they be open to sharing a meditation or visual meditation for us to try and practice? And I would assume that would be to help connect with them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, they're giving me one right now. Okay, so image yourself with a forest ahead of you. There's a, you're on a path. You're not in the forest. So you're on a path that leads to a forest, and you see the forest, and in the forest, you can see it ahead of you. You can see that there's one tree way taller than the rest of the trees. But from your position where you are, you don't really know where that tree is. You just know that it's in the forest somewhere. Your path leads you to the forest. You get to the woods, and the path continues. And as you're going through the woods, experience all of the trees and the woods and what is around you. But in the back of your mind, some aspect of you knows that you are looking for the tall tree, that you are headed for the tall tree. Okay? That does not, again, you want to appreciate all the trees and experience the journey, but know that you are headed for some big tall tree. And you're not going to know exactly when you're going to find it or where it's going to be in those woods, but it's there somewhere. And your goal is to find it. I'm going to do that one myself.
I'm trying to write that all down.
Well, Wendy, you can look at listen to the rerun. What is it?
That's true.
Rerun, recording, whatever. It's on Om Times Radio.
Archives.
Yes, it's in the archives section, so any of them. So, yeah. Okay. All right. Do we have any more questions? Do we have time for any more questions?
We don't have any more questions, and we've got 2 minutes.
Well, everybody's an expert on communicating with guides already. Woohoo!
Yeah.
Our job is done. Time to go home. No. Hey, oh, I got great feedback. Somebody from the smart meter segment that we did last Sunday, this past Sunday.
Yeah.
Somebody emailed that in hindsight, they figured out that they got sick. They had lived in a different state. And then in that state, there was smart meters put in and they got sick right after that. And apparently in a session with this person, I had told them that the right side of their house has this really high energy and they had to mitigate that. And, you know, I don't remember all the details. And apparently that's a smart meter. They went out after the session, after this Sunday night, they went out and looked and they're like, sure enough, it was a smart meter. So they were able to call the electric company and get an opt-out. In that state, they can get opt-outs. We don't get them here in Illinois, but they can get an opt-out. So,
well, we're getting a lot of thanks to the guides and for the beautiful tree vision, Karen.
Oh, you're welcome, welcome,
welcome. Thank you, guys.
And when I say welcome, you know it's coming from me, but you know even more importantly, it's coming from them.
That's right.
Excuse me. Love to you all.
Love to you all. Good night. Blessings.